Shusayochet is a place dalad al dalad with mechitzas of 10, either below the ground with a boy mechitzas 10, or above the ground mechitzas round, or even a omud, which is 10 tefachim high, dalad al dalad, is also shusayochet on top of it, because we imagine those mechitzas are good asik, they rise. The svara of it. As shusayochet, shusarabim is shusarabim tezayin amos wide with people in it, maybe 600,000 people in the second shita, so it's just a rabbin. Everything else, Midrash says a mokum p'tur, and the Rabbonon made a din kaumelis. So the din kaumelis is any mokum which is dalad al dalad. So let's first learn Sifyut Gimel. Choyrem shabik solim klapi rishus a rabbin. So apieka din. Choyer Rishus Rabbim, some chliks in the Gemara's, Abayev Rova, we pass on Choyer Rishus Rabbim or not Rishus Rabbim. Let's go back, we said, Rishus Rabbim, anything in Rishus Rabbim, till 3 Tvachim high, is also Rishus Rabbim. Because you can't expect Rishus Rabbim to be totally, totally flat with a steamroller. The Efshala, the Melaket, we need to shave it down. So anything within 3 is always also Rishus Rabbim. So now we have a wall on the side of Rishus Rabbim. The wall is for a house or for a garden or for anything. In that wall, there are holes, chorim, which are klape Rishus Rabbim. They're facing the Rishus Rabbim. So, if they're lower than 3, then it's part of the Rishus Rabbim, because anything within 3 is all Rishus Rabbim. So that hole will also be Rishus Rabbim. As soon as it gets higher than 3, it's Nishka Rishus Rabbim. So what is it? So the Mechaber says, Sifyut Gimel, chorim shabik solim klape Rishus Rabbim. Meaning, if they're lower than 3, they are Rishus Rabbim. If they're higher than 3, they're not Rishus Rabbim anymore. That's the klal we had. Anything higher than 3, although Rishus Rabbim, the Ave is Rishus Rabbim, but any block you have in Rishus Rabbim higher than 3, we learned, is not Rishus Rabbim anymore. Ella, unless it was 9 Tvachim, you remember, because people use it to pack their bags on it. Ela nidoinem, they are nidoin lefim midoiseim. So Mishabura tells you in Tess, in Memhei, klapi Rishus Rabbim, Ratzaloyma, deina moivim klapi pnim, they don't go to the Rishus HaYochid right through, because they moivim klapi pnim, dinam kechoy Rishus HaYochid. Unless maybe if they're lower than 10, he brings a machlokas before. Lemale mishloisha, de lemate mishloisha, afilem rechovim abo al abo. Even if they're big and wide, nachshovim kikarka Rishus Rabbim, the Rishus Rabbim spreads out into it. Ukenere le'el b'resh sif yud. The Chazanish v'et do akasha, that if we're talking about taka, a hole into the wall, then that hole, even if it is level with Rishus Rabbim, so it says it is zich is Rishus Rabbim, but l'chora, it's got 3 walls. It's got 3 walls. Anything with 3 walls can't be Rishus Rabbim. So if you imagine, if you've got a hole in the wall, here's we've got Rishus Rabbim. This is all Rishus Rabbim. You've got a hole into the wall, and it's a hole, and it's dinged out like that. It's a Chazanish v'et for Akasha. The Teres is not so simple. But you understand the Kasha at least. You say this, we've learned that l'chora, later we might come to the Teres. But that's his Kasha. If you've got a hole into the wall, how can it be a Rishus Rabbim?
Cool.
It's got mechitzas around it.
Cool.
It's got a roof. The roof, maybe the chorim doesn't matter. I'm asking, yeah? See, the Mishabur says we should look back. Now we should look back. So we've got a hole. If it's dalad al dalad, let's say first if it's not dalad al dalad. If it's not dalad al dalad, we know there's no dinim. So it was a mokum p'tur. So if it's not dalad al dalad, say, if it's lower than 10 or it's higher than 10, it'll be a mokum p'tur. If it is dalad al dalad, if it's lower than 10, it's a kaumelis. That's the klal of a kaumelis. Any mokum dal la dal without mechitzas is a kaumelis. If it's higher than 10, then it is Rishus HaYochid, because it's got mechitza, so it becomes Rishus HaYochid. Now, after we learn the next receiving, we'll come back to this exactly the Echatimsa, further detail. But that's the simple, well, state in Sifyut Gimel and the state before. Lo, that because dalad al dalad, less than dalad al mokum tur, high on the floor, within the floor, and till three tochim, Rishus Rabbim. Higher than that, can't be Rishus Rabbim. Less than dalad al dalad, mokum tur. More than dalad al dalad, if it's between, till 10 is a kaumelis, and higher than 10 is Rishus HaYochid, because it's got 10 and it's got dalad al dalad.
second. If it's less than dalad amas, it's a hole in the wall. Less than 3 tefachim.
Less than 3 tefachim, lower than 3 tefachim. We're talking about where does the hole begin? We're talking about not the height of the hole. Where does the hole begin? Again, so if the hole begins on the floor level or within 3 tefachim high from that, it's rishus rabim. If it's higher than 3, then if it's a thin hole, it's a mukim p'tur. If it's a wider hole, then it's a dalad al dalad karmelis. 10 high becomes rishus hayochid because it's 10 high and it's dalad al dalad. See if you're dalad. Ezer karmelis. What is a karmelis? Oh, so now we've got all the different. Now, before we carry on, there's 2 types of karmelis. One type of karmelis is taka, open land. Not rishus rabim. Hasn't got mechitzas. Karmelis. More than dalad al dalad, it's a karmelis. There's another type of karmelis which is really a rishus hayochid midiraisa. But for various reasons, the Chachomim changed it into a karmelis. It's wichtig to know. Some karmelises are mukim p'tur midiraisa. But the Chachomim, like any open land, bikkur, open land without mechitzas, no rabbim going there, karmelis. Some places are really a rishus hayochid midiraisa. And the Chachomim change it into a Karmelis. The difference is that if you take from them, that they have all the chesroinus you can think of. Because if you can't carry in them, because the Chachomim made a Karmelis. You can't carry Dal Damas in a Karmelis. You can't carry from them into Rishus Rabim maybe, because it's Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim, because really, it's Rishus Yochid. And you can't carry maybe into Rishus Yochid either, because they took away the Rishus Yochid from it. So, but there's just that to remember. There's 2 types of Karmelis. One Karmelis is a real Karmelis. It's a Mokim Patul changed into a Karmelis. And one Karmelis is a Rishus Yochid, which the Rabbanon were machmed to make it a Karmelis. Now, straight as I see if you done it. Is there a Karmelis? What's a Karmelis? Mokim She'ein Hiluch Rabim. A place where nobody goes. So even though it's open and everything, but it's not Rishus Rabim, because people don't go there. Kegoin Yam, in the sea. Ubika, or Stam Valley. Field, ve'itz tavonis ve'itz taba. Perish itz tavonis, mokem shelifnei achanuyas sheyeshim shama soichim, the seats where the soichim stand, ve'itz taba mokem shemanichim olav prakmatia. So, in the side of Rishus Rabim, a shuk is Rishus Rabim, a market. Now, then you've got the side of them, you've got market stalls. So the market stalls were made up of 3 things. There were amudim, there were high things like that, and with hooks on, where they hung their produce. Depends, it was a clothes. Then there was flat places where they put on their produce. And then there was places for them to sit. Now all these, it makes no difference really. All these, even though they're in Rishus Rabim, but they've become, because they're dalad, al dalad, and not ten tefachim high, they all become a karmelis. So vitz tavonis, vitz taba, shalifneach amudim b'rishus rabim, which is near the amudim, in front of the amudim of the where they hang their produce. V'hi rechova al bo v'gavoya mishloish avad asora. If it's high, from 3 to 10, because lower than 3 we said is rishus rabim, 10 because rishus hayochid. So between that, as long as it's dalad dalad, it is a karmelis. Let's stop here and learn the mishabura. Kegoin yam. Vuadino, also a river. You got a river. Va'afagav de maya lo mevatle mechitzta. So we learned before, if you have a boat, now we have to think like this. It doesn't dafka mean a river. The question is, you have a river. Now a river has started somewhere as well. A river can be, it doesn't dafka mean a river, it means also a lake. Now, if you have a lake, and the lake has mechitzta around it, the chayitz rishus hayochid. You have a boil, you have a boil, a hole, dalad dalad, yutvachem mechitzas, shusayochid. That's why I say karmelis. And we had before, even if the boil is full of water, because you can see the mechitzas, if it was full of peiros and you can't see, alright, but if it could be mevatel mechitzas, but if you can see the water, so it's shusayochid, because it's shusayochid, it's dalad dalad by thing. And the water does not disturb it, because you can still see the mechitzas. So if you take a big lake, so the lake, the chayra, is a chayra also a rishus hayochid? Why is it a karmelis? Then went the mishabuah two itzim. But who didn't know? I forgot the maya loyva vatle mechitza. The water can't be mevatle. Mishabu see with yesh loyma. The kol charit she'ena meshupa kadechi islaka gevoya so tvochem doicha abamus lehav rishus hayochid. Umotzi she'etzas chos she'ena omik kol kach. Ken k'sa mogen avra. Avada. You're right. If you've got sides which are vertical, or we said last time, it doesn't have to be vertical, it can be 22 degrees, it can be the shear of Mislaket, here's the lake, and the shear, a slant like that, Shus Hayochid, the lake. It's got all mechitzas. Here's what it would say. At about 22 degrees would be about that. So that'll be a Tela Mislaket. It'll also be a Shus Hayochid. However, the minute, it could well be that the sides of the lake are gradual. But it hasn't got mechitzas. Well, if it hasn't got mechitzas, it's back to be a Kalmelis. It's not a Shus Hayochid at all. That's the Mogen Avraham. That's the Mogen Avraham's Teretz. But there is another Teretz. Now that's the reason we see later that if you have a Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaYochid has Mechitzas which are very far away from each other, because they bring the Gemara asks that, like England, let's assume England, it's got cliffs all around it, so you could say some of them are not gradual, okay, but let's imagine somewhere there'll be a drop, so England should be a Rishus HaYochid. Teretz is Fernando Rishonim, that if it's too far away, too big, it's not Rishus HaYochid. So some people say, there's a shear later brought of 15 kilometers, 30 kilometers, 30 kilometers, but it doesn't belong here, it belongs later, it's the same idea. And it's brought later. So we've got two Teretzim here. One Teretz says, Anachanam, a lake should be Rishus HaYochid. The other Teretz says, no, again, Mogen Avraham's Teretz says it should be Rishus HaYochid, but we're talking about that the sides are slanting. The other Teretz says that because it's so big, if it's small, you're right, so Rishus HaYochid, if they're straight. Obviously, if they're straight, the Mogen Avraham's Teretz is right. But the Mir gives another idea, that if it's very big, then it won't be Rishus HaYochid. So, Tevaita, Lefizav, of the Mir in his Katam, Shem Chizu Chokizem, is your enem is Tawfi, not from Rishus HaYochid. Lefizav, even though there is good mechitzas by the side, gam kein einu shes yochem min atoyer mitam ze. V'noh, and a river, afagav d'shrei mechitzas, you say, but a river, what's the Miri want? The Miri is only a river, so how far are they from each other? The width of the river, a wide river, it's still not so big, a wide river. So they are close. The answer is, but the other two are too far away. It's a river. So a lake.
The river town is nearly a kilometer wide.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. A kilometer is nothing. For you still could be Rishus HaYochid. But you've got the length on the other side. Afagav d'shem reyukhizei kemet edoch ha-shnayim chugiz v'kam pasos em istalfin edo shnayim. V'afile lefi divriya Mogen Avraham. Now we're going to say, even according to the Mogen Avraham, that l'choyre, this big huge place, he didn't say this Teretz. So big huge place is a Rishus HaYochid, maybe, if it's got mechitz, it's not like the Meiri, maybe, minat Torah. But here we have the type of Kalmelis which the Drabonon made it into a Kalmelis. If it's very big, hakol moedim, as me Drabonon, Kalmelis have a bechol inyan, k'moshum v'sof dvorov. So we have, if it's very big, it'll become a Kalmelis. So like the Meiri, it's a Kalmelis, because Medirais says it's too big. But the Mogen Avraham, it'll only become a Kalmelis, it'll only become not Rishus HaYochid if it's slanting. If it's straight, the Mogen Avraham will say, it's Rishus HaYochid. But if it's very big, then midrabbonon it'll become a Kalmelis. Because, very big, hakol moedim, it's a Gemara that becomes a Kalmelis. Now we have another case of a place where people walk through in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim HaLechas Boi. You see, in the olden times, they used to walk. They weren't so fussy not to walk. They were expected when you walk on Rishus HaRabim, that wasn't tarmacked, and they expected to have boots on and to walk through every so often a bit of water and that. So state, if it's not deep, 10 tefachim, which is till about here, yes, you'll wade through it. And on the other hand, if it's less than dalet tefachim, so maybe that part shouldn't be Rishus HaRabim because you'll skip over it. No, it's also Rishus HaRabim. It's also Rishus HaRabim. Sai, because you'll wade through it. And Sai, if it's less than Dalet Fochem and you won't wade through it, you skip over it, it's bottled to the rest. So it doesn't matter. You have a ford. Mamush a ford, you're right. Imeina mukasot vochim. Afa bish einu chava bot vochim. Vali deze roi medalgin olev. Eim alchimito. You don't go in it. Of afa bikain, it becomes bottled like this shit to Rishus HaRabim. Because people walk over it, mamash on a bridge, like. It's two shittas if it's too small. People have to see us go or not. So it's only in the street, and it's got mamash mechitzas. Have a kamelis kemoyam that'll make it into maybe a Rishus HaYochid, which would then change in a Kalmelis. Because the mass has got mechitzas, people don't walk in it, so it'll change back into a Kalmelis. Oh, but Rishus HaYochid is this. Because we always have to remember, because it's a deraisa, it'll be Rishus HaYochid. ubika mokem sodes shein mokem mechitza stama open land shlifnei amudim amudim ema amudim b'shusogabim b'toyle ben atagrim prakmatia. They hang their things on it. Ve'etzlam hoyes taboas, and next it was taboas where they used to, some they used to sit on, some they used to put different produce. Now then there's another thing which is between the amudim, so we only spoke about in the Mechaber the actual structures which are higher than the Rishusorabim, that they become a Karmelis. Because these actual structures are higher than three, and they're Dalad al Dalad, whether it's the ones they sit on, or they put the things on, or the Amudim. What about Taka, that place in between? So that is where the Machlokes Rishonim and the Gemara there, that place in between is also not the normal go of the Rabbim, because the Rabbim can't walk, like mentioned, if they want to go from one place to another, because there's all these obstacles in the way. Vehine beide amudim, medivah mechabes leizocha bein amudim. Mashas rile de bein amudim is also shosogam kedasogambam. Avo rova poskim posku de gam bein amudim. Afagav de zimnin dosogam. People will go there when they're buying or when they're looking. Kiven sheena helach noyach kolkach. It's not so easy to go. She amudim halba boy rich like this there. Karmelis, so it becomes a karmelis. We said if it's not four wide, mokim p'tur. Even these obstacles, if they're not high three, is vayta rishus rabim. Then gevoya asora, and the dalad by dalad, they become a rishus hayochid. Va'ad asora, so Mishabura reminds us that the asora is ready. Ma'ari b'she'ein rabim mekasimola. Di lavochi betisha v'chem mitishos lasu jemam. We have this thing of if this thing was good for nine tvochem, we'd use it for rishus rabim to use as a. To make good your peckle. Yeah, rishus rabim for a different din. Now, let's go back to the Mechaber. We got V'keren Zovyus Hasmucha L'Rishus Rabim. Also, a corner in Rishus Rabim becomes a Karmelis. Kegoin. Muvos Sheyesh Lem Sholosh Mechitzas V'ein Lem Lechi Oikoyra B'Revius. Now, this is a very wichtig because Halacha Dikenes, it's wichtig in Yisoidus of Rishus HaYochid, really. What is Rishus HaYochid? How many mechitzas do you need for Rishus HaYochid? Four or three? Yeah, good. So it's a machloikas. Now everybody holds that once you have three mechitzas, you've got mechitzas. Some Rishonim say three mechitzas Rishus HaYochid. But of course the Chachomim said you have to put something on the fourth side. That means so here we have this Rishus HaYochid, which the Chachomim said it's a Karmelis. Because we want you to put something on the fourth side. There's a halachas what you can put, a lechi, a koira, depending on this later. But the val, it's a three mechitzas, is a rishus hayochid. Now, if you take from there to the street, chayv. The Rambam holds, three mechitzas is still not a rishus hayochid. It's good enough. Once you've got the fourth one on, it's good enough. It's a rishus hayochid, depending what the fourth is. But three mechitzas is not a rishus hayochid. You need four mechitzas for rishus hayochid. Midiraisa. So therefore, it's not rishus hayochid till you have the fourth mechitza. But come to every, so the nafgamin is, if you carry from a three mechitza place to outside, you don't chayev. Because it's not rishus hayochid. It's from mokim to rishus hayochid. But halacha lemaisa, there's no difference between them. Because come to everybody, it's a karmelis. This is what I was saying before. There's different types of karmelis. Loit, the Rambam, it's a mokim p'tur, which is changed into a karmelis. It's not a mechitz, it hasn't got enough mechitzas to make a rishus hayochid. Like the rest of the rishonim, three mechitzas is a rishus hayochid, which the chachomim put on a chumrah that it's a karmelis. But come to everybody, it's a karmelis. But those are the two types. The three walled place is a rishus hayochid changed into a karmelis, or is it a karmelis from a mokum p'tur, nafgamina, not lemaisa, because it was a karmelis. You can't carry that. But it's a nafgamina if you'd be chayev to take out from one to another. So here it says, "Kein zov yasmuch rishus rabim," or "Kemivos zot the Rama sheyeshen sholosh mechitzas," a movi which has three mechitzas, ve'ein lam lechri koy bevis, and the fourth side is open. That'll be a rishus of a karmelis. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Nun dalad. There's another case of a karmelis. Rashi brings another case. Two cases. Here quickly. Can you see? Here's a street. There's a street. There's a street, and there's houses all along. So Rashi brings, somebody made his house further back. So that place will now become a Karmelis. So again, it could be a Rishus HaYochid, which has changed into a Karmelis, or it could be a Karmelis, because it's only got... The Shaila of the Gemara is whether it's called Rishus HaRavim, because people walk there, and then we'll have the same Kasha. How can it be Rishus HaRavim, because it's got three Mechitzas, Chazon Ish's Kasha again, here. But the Maisa is Zichar Gadin of a Karmelis. Because this, there, we've got also a Shaila of a Karmelis. There you are, the Kasha's got three Mechitzas. But there, he made his slanting, so the people won't walk into there, because they have to stop. So therefore, they'll go straight. So that part will remain a Karmelis. That's this Mishabur and Nundalit. Kegoin. V'yash oid perish barashi. Kegoin shehichnis habayis letoichoi. He brought his house back. V'niach mikalkoi shesurabim. I mean, if he would have made a garden there and gardened, cordoned it off, Ezecha won't be. But he left it for shesurabim. But it's still not shesurabim. Because people don't go there. Inami bayis sheponov oimed ba'alachsoin. It's slanting. Shazov yisechus umru shesham hashem v'shuchu m'shesurabim. V'zov yisabiletes, the corner over here, ma'akev as people, it stops people going that way. Ma'akev as aram, the corners of the head, but toknish shazov yisachares. Or we have the classic case of a movie. A movie which has three walls with all houses and everything around it, and they didn't put anything on the front. V'ein lem lechi. If it would have a lechi, according to all the shittas, it'd become a rishus hayochid. See, like the Rambam, there's enough gemina, because the Rambam holds it's not a proper rishus hayochid as yet with three, and if you put a lechi on, it makes it into rishus hayochid, but with a koira, which you also can put on, it'll make you allowed to carry there, because they took away the Din Karmelis, but they didn't allow you to call it, it didn't become a Rishus HaYochid. You'll be allowed to carry there the title like the Rambam, that this, three, is not a Rishus HaYochid as yet, it'll become a Rishus HaYochid with a Lechi, but not with a Koira. Yeah. But you're always allowed to carry there once you have the Lechi or Koira. But like the other Shittas, it's a Rishus HaYochid before you started. But it's still a Karmelis until you put something on the false sideline until it's also made of a Karmelis. And then we have Rishus HaRabim, Shimakura, any roofed Rishus HaRabim is a Karmelis. Tell Shesh Rabo, Labo, Veinig Vayasora, Vechen Charit Shabo, Labo, Veinig Mekasora, any place which is deep or high, and it's not tense, it's not Rishus HaYochid, Besal Dal Dalad, Shesh Rabo, Shimakura, Dendom, Dim Shimakura, Dim Shimakura, Shesh Rabo, Labo, Dilavo, He put Mokum Puto, if it's not Dal Dalad, Veinig Vayasora, Veinig Vayasora, Tisha, if it's high, not low, but if it's high and it's exactly 9, Rabbi Mekasimolov will make it back into Rishus HaRabim Shkoyach. Good for staying the extra time.
Is that the same thing?
Let's
put
them in.
Yeah. You know, something like, is it right with green? Is it a similar sort of...
Yeah.
Is it like paralleled?
It's a special thing.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's even less than a Shusayot.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So it doesn't become a Karmelis. So according to that, it gets local to the Rishus it's in.
Exactly.
So if it's a Rishus Rabin, it's a Rishus Rabin. But over here, you've got
Rishus
Rabin.
Over here, you've got
Rishus Rabin.
It's not
movable.
Cold off.
Yeah, you in.